This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. As the lead singer of the group The Box Tops, Alex Chilton had a number one hit at the age of 16 with the 1967 record The Letter. The Box Tops also had a big hit with Cry Like a Baby. Chilton left the group in 1969. He formed his own band, Big Star, which mostly recorded his own songs. Although his songs haven't become hits, they have earned him the status of cult figure. Many singer-songwriters have been inspired by his songs. The Replacements even recorded a song called Alex Chilton. Now Chilton is paying tribute to some of his favorite songs and songwriters on his new CD, Set. It features his covers of rock and roll, soul, and jazz records. We talked with Chilton about the Box Tops a few years ago on Fresh Air. We invited him back with his guitar to talk about his latest work. Chilton now lives in New Orleans, which, like his hometown of Memphis, has a rich music history. Let's hear Lipstick Traces, a song from Chilton's new CD, which was written by Alan Toussaint, one of the major figures in early New Orleans rock and roll.
Your pretty brown eyes, your wavy hair, I won't go home no more, 'cause you're not there. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Alex Chilton, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thanks, Terry.
Now, you're really known as a songwriter in addition to a performer. Why did you want to do an album of other people's songs?
Well, I hadn't been writing anything for a few years, and I don't know, it was time to do a record, and the band was hot, and we had a lot of fresh material that I thought would go well for a record.
How did you put together the set list for your new CD, Set? How did you narrow down what songs you wanted to do?
I guess maybe 8 of them I intended to do when we got to the studio. I sort of had a list of things that some of them were just obscure great tunes, some of them not so obscure but interesting for one reason or another. And then while we were in the studio doing the thing, I mean, we recorded the thing all in one night because we knew all the material backwards and forwards, and it's sort of more interesting. It's more lively to just do it live, I think. But then as we recorded these things, other things from our repertoire occurred to us that the musicians would sometimes suggest or would just occur to me that I hadn't really premeditated doing on the session. And so, you know, 4 or 5 of the tunes from the record were just things that one of us suggested off the tops of our heads.
You grew up in Memphis. It was just a real capital for both black music and white music, black performers and white performers. And I'm wondering if there was any place for you as a listener when you were growing up that was off limits to you racially, or if you could go to concerts in black neighborhoods and white neighborhoods, black performers and white performers?
Yeah, there was nothing off limits. In fact, the first concert I ever attended was Bobby Bland, Jackie Wilson, B.B. King, and many more. And I don't know how many white people were there. I think I was 12 or 13 years old, and I went alone, and it was no problem.
Let's play a track from the new CD that relates to your years growing up in Memphis. Is there any song on here that was performed by someone from Memphis or produced at a Memphis studio?
Well, yeah, the first tune on the record, what's it called? I've Never Found a Girl, the Eddie Floyd song, was recorded there at Stax.
And what did the song mean to you when you were young?
Oh, not so much. It's something that I became more of a fan of later. In the last few years, I've become big on that record.
Tell me why, and why you lead your new CD with it.
Well, a friend of mine suggested that I do the tune, and it was something I'd never much thought about. And as I watched her groove to it, I realized that maybe it would be a good thing. And we just started doing it live, and it was just completely fun. And so that's sort of how it happened for me.
Why don't we hear it? And this is Never Found a Girl, featuring Alex Chilton on voice and guitar from his new CD, Set. That's Alex Chilton from his new CD, Set. Now, I know when you were growing up, your father was a jazz musician. What did he play? What was his instrument?
Well, he was, before I was born, back in the 30s, he was a sax player in Mississippi and, you know, played with some big bands and smaller bands and that sort of thing. But he didn't make his living playing music in my lifetime. And by the time I was born, he was playing mostly piano. In fact, almost completely.
Did you grow up listening to jazz, and do you feel like that's like one of the essential parts of your like early musical vocabulary?
Yeah. The first records I became interested in were in his jazz collection.
Well, you do some jazz standards on the new CD. I thought we'd hear your version of April in Paris, obviously inspired by the Count Basie version of it. Did your father have the Basie version of April in Paris in his collection?
He did, and Count Basie would come through town all the time, and my dad always tried to get me to go with him to see Count Basie, and I could never, at the time, you know, I was, in those days, I was a rock fan, and I couldn't see the beauty of Basie at all, and I never went with him to see him. But as the years went by, I began to get the picture. And so after, I guess somewhere in the last few years, I became fascinated with April in Paris and Chinese Stockings and those things, and sort of worked them out on the guitar. And so there they are on the record.
Did you know how to work them out on the guitar?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Over the past 10 or 15 years, I've done a lot of transcribing of orchestra pieces to the guitar. I mean, I'll take Wagner or Handel or Bach and do little guitar arrangements of them sometimes.
How come?
Well, why not? It's it's just a kick to play those things, to play those pieces of music, and not having a big band at my disposal all the time. The guitar, I don't know. You just try to play what pieces of music you like on whatever instrument you've got, and do them as best you can.
Well, why don't we hear April in Paris from Alex Chilton's new CD, Set.
Thank you.
That's April in Paris featuring Alex Shelton singing and on guitar from his new CD Set. Now let me ask you about another song of yours. And the song is called In the Street. And this has actually become the theme song for the show That 70s Show. And the current version of it that's used as a theme is performed by Cheap Trick. What do you know about how this song was chosen as the theme for the show?
A friend of mine from Philadelphia, or at least from right across the river, named Ben Vaughn, has been working in Hollywood doing music for various media productions, television, I guess, and movies for the past few years. And he somehow is working with the people who produced the show, The 70s Show. And they were looking for a theme, and he suggested this tune to them, and I guess that they liked it and thought it would work well, so that's how it happened.
Did you write it in the 70s?
I did, yeah.
And does the song say 70s to you?
I never thought about it actually as having to do with a period of time. I thought of it as having to do with sort of growing up suburban and being a teenager, more or less.
Would you play some of it for us?
Yeah, I'll play some of it for you.
Hanging out down the street, the same old thing we did last week. Not a thing to do but talk to you. Steal your car and bring it down. Pick me up. Drive around. Wish we had a joint so bad.
So how old were you when you wrote that?
I guess I was 19 or 20.
So you weren't far removed from the character in the song.
True, true.
Smoking joints?
Of course.
The lyric is kind of rewritten for the TV show. I think there's nothing about the joint on it. And instead, there are lyrics about Nixon's gone, but rock lives on.
Oh, really? You know, I've never watched the show. I've never heard them do it.
Well, at least that's on the CD version of the theme from the show. I'm not sure that it's actually on the TV version.
Uh-huh.
How did you feel about them changing your lyric?
Oh, I don't care what they do.
Uh-huh. I guess you never really know what's going to happen to one of your songs.
Yeah, people can twist it any kind of way they want, I guess.
But, I mean, you never know, like, what use it's going to have.
That's true.
Yeah. Let me take...
I don't feel like it's a real desecration, though. You know, it's not a sacred object.
Right. My guest is singer, songwriter, and guitarist Alex Chilton. His new CD of covers is called Set. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is singer, songwriter, and guitarist Alex Chilton. He has a new CD called Set, featuring his covers of jazz, soul, and rock and roll recordings. Since you have your guitar with you, I wonder if you could play for us a song that you're currently really infatuated with, a song that you're just hearing in your head a lot now.
Yeah, there's an old tune by a guy named Frederick Knight, who's been kicking around the soul scene for a long time, and he's a producer and writer for Malico these days. And this is a tune of his that I remember, that I don't know if this thing ever really hit or anything. I just discovered it by accident, maybe in the early 70s, and I can't find the record anymore, so I had to rewrite the second verse on my own. I could only remember his first verse. But it's a song called Claim to Fame, and I think it's something I'm going to start doing with my band pretty soon. So, all right, Claim to Fame by Frederick Knight here.
As I saw you standing there with the wind blowing in your hair, I saw you with your wings on. Well, I guess I couldn't deny what I was feeling deep inside. Is this your claim to, is this your claim to fame? Is love your claim to fame? Well, don't be ashamed to call my name out loud. So fair, is this your claim to fame? Is this your claim to fame? Ba 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 ba. Is love your claim to fame? Don't be ashamed to call my name out loud. Yeah, is this your claim to fame? Is love your claim to fame? Pardon me while I sing it one more time.
Oh, I like it.
Anyway, it sort of goes like that.
I like the song. I never heard it before.
Nobody has but me. And I can't even find it to find the second verse of it, so I just had to write it myself.
So you think you'll be writing more songs again soon? Is that something you're hoping for?
I actually have been writing a lot this year, but I don't know what of the over the last year I've been writing a lot. I haven't really done any discerning about it to see which ones among them are worth my doing at the moment.
How do you decide that?
Well, mostly what I've done in the last year is write sets of lyrics. And a lot of times I just look at a set of lyrics and have a general idea of what sort of music, what sort of thing it'll be, and I'll just leave the set of lyrics there. And sometimes I'll just let the thing kind of fall together around a very rudimentary concept in the studio, and that may be the way some of it happens, if and when I get around to recording some of them.
Let me play something else from your new CD set. And this is the Harry Warren, Matt Gordon song, There'll Never Be Another You. What inspired you to include this?
It's just something that we do now and then on stage, and one of the musicians said, hey, let's try another you. It wasn't something I'd planned. And so I counted it off a little too fast, and we did it, and it just worked.
What are your memories of this song? This song dates back to the 40s.
Yeah, well, it's one of the things that, I mean, when I was 7, my dad got a Chet Baker record, and really the first singer that ever caught me was Chet Baker, and I just loved his voice, and I sang along with his records, and it's a thing that I first heard Chet Baker do.
Well, good. Well, let's hear it. And this is There Will Never Be Another You from the new Alex Chilton CD set.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new.
There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Oh, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true when there will never ever be another you?